still are dead set on some ritualistic idea, you better look at the whole, look at your position, look at what we're about, and see if it's worth it. It doesn't mean that any of us are perfect. But by golly, it is unacceptable to steal from each other, to threaten each other, to pull each other down, to build ourselves and our egos up. You have to have an ego because that makes you human and conscious. But until you can control that ego and allow it to be subservient to you, you have no control. It is like the subconscious mind. You are supposed to control it and train it and teach it, or it will control you. So consider it the ego. I don't care what you want to call it. If you cannot rise above the lie of the ego, then you can come with us, but we're not going to follow you. And any time that you feel you can do better, express that and let's look at it. Certainly we need leaders. We need people. We just don't need know-it-alls who think just because they're bigger or they're older that they somehow need to run everything. We have our own responsibilities. And I don't know about the rest of you. I don't want to run everything. And it would be nice to have a little less responsibility. But until we all grow, and we all start pretty much in kindergarten when it comes to truth, don't we? There are so many out there to pull you away. And there will be a lot of truth offered by each one. I can follow ones, as a matter of fact, and watch what happens. You have Jay-Z Knight. Beautiful lady. Shirley MacLaine comes along and teaches her how to be an entertainer, etc., etc., etc. I am not interested in Runtha and his 64,000 years of brilliance. He taught some good, substantial, truthful lessons. And Jay-Z was cute as a button. And one such as Linda Evans goes up there and gives up her life, and she becomes a live-in partner with Jay-Z, only to pull away. Now let's watch what happens. What has she done? She has pulled away. She has gone and started a relationship with Yanni. Does everybody know who Yanni is? I think Yanni is one of the most superb, finest musicians ever to grace your planet. He's a nice Greek who has some really, really in-depth spiritual expressiveness. And so they become lovers. And they make their little paxies. But we will never marry, and we will never have children, and we will never this, and I won't live in the same house, because he becomes unproductive, uncreative. Say what? When you are living with someone who is the wind beneath your wings, and you can't be creative in that presence, what is it telling you? And that seems a long way from Ramtha to Greece. But it's nowhere. Because human nature is the same everywhere. You have different cultures, different traditions, but I'm telling you, in that soul, you are exactly the same. And you can beat out of a group the will to live or express or put down, or whatever may be the culture. But the heart and soul are either buoyed up or crushed. And each will function in whatever its environment. Then we can go on with Bashar and Asasinya. And we can argue over planets. Well, did you come from Quasar 2 or 3? Are you kidding me? 22 billion light years apart, and you ask if we're like? You're pretty sure you're not even like anybody on Mars. Well, I want to tell you, when you were on Mars, you were. And you've destroyed one planet after another in this solar system. So what's the big surprise? Can't you grow? And no, you're not going to come out as some worm. Even if you can make it through the cosmic wormholes. Do you know that what Wally Gentleman did for special effects in 2001 is more realistic than what your astronomers tell you about the universe? And he did it with oil and water. Do you see the magic of the picture to the mind? And he's got to draw pictures because you've forgotten how to read. And I don't blame you. 99% of everything you read is hogwash. And George has been willing to hang in there with us and struggle through this time. And I'm grateful. I am humbly grateful. Because anybody in their right mind would have gone. I thank you for coming in. On a Thursday. I thank you for coming and not having a cookie party. I thank you for the time to be close, just a little while. I need it. I need it. And I thank you. And I cherish you. And may this be a wondrous, wondrous time of Christ fellowship. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy the gaudy trees, the trinkets, the sharing, the gifts. If you forget how to celebrate in your heart, you've lost it all. There's no purpose. God is joy. God is glory. He's not a wimpy magpie. And he's not a pious idiot. He is our source. And happy, I hope you're happy. But it's really immaterial. For you will always seek happiness. Some will find a little bit along the way. But I'll tell you what you can find. And you can hold on to it. And it will last into eternity, and that is joy. Joy. That comes from integrity and respect and peace. That no matter how it goes otherwise, you don't bend from your journey. You allow, you have compassion. Occasionally you have pity. But you don't waste your time in revenge or hate. It's unworthy. It's a waste. It is a total waste. But you must always put your mind to confronting that which is in front of you. Be it good, be it bad, be it a ticket. You cannot run away and hide. There is nowhere to run and no place to hide. You've reached childhood's end. You're going to grow up. Or the consequences are going to be very, very nasty. I prefer to do my job. I need all the company I can get. And I know that I have it. And I thank you. And I love you. Salut.